our remedies, we prescribe in an individual way, but our remedies are not the person, right? Our remedies are something in the world of plant, animal, or mineral that is somehow connected with us. And how is it connected? And the questions that will come up, and I don't have the answer to all these questions, is how is substance and myth representing the collective unconscious of within humanity, how does that relate to that substance and how does it relate to the individual? And it's very exciting. It's very exciting. This is where we can, again, live more in that world that where things are connected. So the themes that we see in myths are also present within our homeopathic remedies. And this is the wonderful thing about homeopathy, is that we can actually verify these connections through our provings. We can also verify them through the old, in some substances, the medical uses. We can look at how the substance behaves in nature. But as homeopaths, we have to connect it somehow to provings, because this is the little door that we have into nature. And as I said before, this really, the connection between myths and groups of remedies can be extremely helpful. Even if we don't appreciate or want to walk through that door of communicating with the collective unconscious, it still can really help us to remember what a remedy or a remedy group is about. So this is very, very useful and practical. And you'll see, so there are different types of myths. Myth is also, I include fairy tales in myths. And also there are modern myths. So modern myths have a different quality to them, but they permeate our culture and in a different way, because we don't live in a storytelling culture so much. So a lot of our myths that we have today are we see them in movies, we see them on television, we see them in the culture of our youth and the way that they dress and what they're interested in and all of that. So right now we have some very interesting myths going on, and my question in researching these kind of things is, you know, what do these myths mean, and what remedies are they involved with? I just taught a seminar with Elise Timmerman 3 weeks ago, and one of the modern myths that I was exploring was the myth of the zombie, which the zombies are everywhere. And from my point of view, this may be associated with parasite remedies.